The Senate Innovation, Industry, and Technology Committee last week backed a bill that would carry out the part of Amendment 9 that bans vaping in some indoor locations. The proposal, bundled by the Constitution Revision Commission with a prohibition on drilling for gas and oil in state coastal waters, gained 69% voter approval. Calls for an amendment to the bill adding the tobacco definition are coming from a number of anti-smoking groups. Amy Diaz-Lyon is with the American Lung Association.
This, we believe, would provide clear authority for the comprehensive statewide tobacco education and use prevention program around the use of electronic smoking devices. And so, Mr. Chair, we would just ask to be able to work with you and the committee as this bill moves along in the process on some of these technical issues.
The bill mirrors a longstanding ban on smoking tobacco and indoor workplaces and would add vaping to a state law that bars people under age 18 from smoking tobacco within 1,000 feet of schools.
It'll lead to confusion, probably lead to more lawsuits, you know, relating to determination of what is and what isn't smoking and vaping.
Mark Landreth with the American Heart Association told the panel they also need to get a handle on the terminology surrounding the issue.
Truthfully, we really shouldn't be using the word vaping because that's a tobacco industry term that's been popularized in current usage, if you will. It's the act of smoking an e-cigarette, and it falsely describes what is emitted from these devices.
Anti-smoking advocates argue that vaping materials are already regulated the same as tobacco by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and that defining devices as tobacco products by the state would help tobacco-free Florida's educational efforts.
It's hard to determine what's in each e-cigarette that we're using because there's really no regulations or anything about them. With a traditional cigarette, we know exactly what's in a cigarette, right? Because they're heavily regulated. We know what they look like.
Matt Jordan is with the American Cancer Society.
There isn't enough research out to show that the chemicals in the aerosol aren't damaging. There isn't enough research out to show that they don't cause cancer. I mean, they used to let you smoke on planes, right? They used to let pregnant women smoke. So just because something is currently status quo does not mean that it's okay, and we want to make sure that we're keeping Floridians healthy.
As with the tobacco law, e-cigarette use would not be restricted in private residences, standalone bars, designated hotel rooms, and designated smoking rooms at airports. However, the measure would give local governments the ability to impose more restrictive regulations on vaping. That's a concern of Senator Randolph Bracey, a Democrat from Orlando who says many vape as a way to get off tobacco.
They may start to use the juice that has nicotine in it, but then a lot of people who use it get to the point where they eliminate it altogether, and they're just basically smoking a juice, a flavored juice.
After the hearing, Committee Chairman Wilton Simpson called the argument to add tobacco to the vaping bill language a bit of an overreach.
The vast majority see the health benefits of stopping smoking, and I think vaping is something that has clearly been a part of that effort. And so it's something we'll look at and debate, but I think we are going to try to keep a clean bill as we go through the process.
Under Florida law, only the state can regulate smoking tobacco. The committee did not amend the measure to include e-cigarettes. The bill does not have a companion bill in the House. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.